Good morning, everyone. Shkoach Deshimi is uploading Shrim to YU Torah. I get the emails and they're done, so keep it up. What I want to do today is, this is a very lishma situation, since none of us here are women, and the issue is women in davening arvit and marv. So this has actually come up a few times. It's a somewhat of a popular question that I get. Women sometimes when they go to summer camp will daven marv more often. If they're going to a camp and the Eida, whatever the camp is, daven marv, so they'll daven marv. They're on a summer trip and the trip's daven, and then what happens is they don't daven marv during the year. So they daven marv during the year. So they not daven marv during the year, right? So, is it a chazaka for themselves? What happens if they miss it? Is there tashlum? We know that if we miss, we as in the male gender, if we miss, or people who consider themselves, if you miss minyan, so you got to catch up, you got to do tashlumin for that tefillah, if you were anus. If you didn't do it, amazing. You didn't say the Shem Yichud, I'm skipping davening. Right. But rather, you know, whatever the case is, you slept in, you were sick, but you got to do a tashlum. Okay, so those are going to be the issues that we have to deal with for women. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim Avadim, Sha'af Alpi Shepturim Mikriyat Shema Chavim B'Tefillah. We know they are exempt from Kriyat Shema. By the way, this is referring to Marv. This is referring to the morning. They're Pata from Tefillah because it's Mitzvah to say Shosman Grama. Because the Pasuk says, B'Shach B'Chav Gamecha. It's time-bound. And one of the positive commandments that are connected to time, women are exempt. Mitzvah to say Shosman Grama and the Shem Torah. It's a famous klal.
That's the biblical mitzvahs, right?
Biblical mitzvahs. Right. Rabbinic mitzvahs, Chacham had an ability. Okay, it's all machlokas. For example, when you take a look at Hanukkah or Purim or Pesach, women are all of a sudden obligated to do it. Meaning, they're obligated in Dalet Kosot, and they're obligated in Sipur Shas Mitzrayim, they're obligated in Mikra Megillah and Hanukkah. So the whole Gemara has to do why they're obligated. So when it comes to the rabbinic ones, Dalet Kosot, when it comes to Hanukkah and Purim, the Gemara says, Af hen ayuba tohanes. They're also involved in the miracle. They were. Now, what that means is a famous machlokas, which I don't really want to go into right now, but to me, the pshat is that they were saved. Since they were saved, they're obligated to thank. And Chachamim, when they made the takan of Ner Hanukkah, they could say women are obligated. Why not? They don't have to. Others say, no, they're not allowed to. Only reason why Chachamim made them obligated is because they're affinity with Tohanes. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to obligate them because it's a rabbinic mitzvah that says Shosman Gram. That's all. And others argue, no, what does affinity with Tohanes means? They played an integral role in the miracle. How they played an integral role in the miracle was Yudit, Esther, and it was the righteous women that saved the Jewish people from. It was a very interesting.
But had they not,
that appears to be what one of the Rishonim say. It's not so simple. Okay. But that's a big chiddush to me, and others disagree with that because it doesn't seem to be so rational. But anyways, let's go on. So we know that women are exempt from Kriyat Shema. It's a positive commandment. That's Tavim. So the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch continues. However, Ketanim Shigiu L'Chinuch Chavim L'Chonchan. This is actually a great topic. What the mitzvah of education, that the obligation is on the parent, that when your child reaches a chinuch, what is the age of chinuch, is a well-known machlokes, and the answer basically is
subjective.
Subjective, very good. Some kids are like 6-year-olds, some are 7, some are 8, some are 9, some are 10, some are 11, some are like 27, no, right? Right? Some. So it really depends on what. Some kids are more cognizant or have God awareness than others. Okay.
This is Chayav B'Tfilah, so come on.
Chayav L'Chan Cham.
No, I'm saying, Alpha Pisha Pachrim B'Kriya Shema Chayav B'Tfilah,
it's Nashim. Oh, it's Nashim, meaning women are obligated to daven.
Right.
Right? But they're not obligated in Shema. Yeah. Okay. By the way, that also goes back to what we said before about splitting the two, right? We talked about Shema, and so we put them together, but really, two different things. We see it from here, women be obligated in davening, and nothing to do with Shema, the patra from Shema. So, okay, 44. This is an important Shema. Shema is other Shema. Okay, Kozo Dasa Rambam. So we know that when we talk about women being exempt, women are exempt from positive commandments that are time-bound. Now, Shirak Zmani at Tefillah Hemedi Versov. Okay, so this is, I should retreat. There is a machlokas. What is the biblical obligation? So there's a machlokas. Is davening every day rabbinic or biblical? Is there a mitzvah to daven every day, or is there not a mitzvah to daven every day? This is a machlokas between Rambam. The Rambam and
Rambam.
The Ramban. The Rambam holds davening every day is a biblical obligation. Now, here's what's important. Davening every day is min Torah, but the time of davening is Rabbanah, right? So to daven every day is min Torah. That's based on ulavdo b'chol avachem, right? Is it avodah? Avodah shibalev, zuit tefillah. You do it every day. But you have to daven by the fourth hour, you have to daven by afternoon and by shkia, all that is Rabbanan, right? As long as you daven once a day, you did your checklist, you do what you have to do. So the question is now, what part are women obligated in, right? Are they also obligated in all the rabbinic time and until 11, until 1, until 2, right? Or that's just a men issue, right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say here. The Rambam holds that women are obligated from the Torah to daven every day. That only the time, fourth hour, fifth hour, seventh hour, that's Rabbanan. Avali kar mitzvas tefillah hi min haTorah. As it says, ulavdo b'chol levavchem, eizu avodah shibalev, aver merzo tefillah. What is considered worship of the heart, that is davening, prayer. Ela she'ein la nusach yadua min haTorah. But the syntax, there's no syntax in the Torah. It could be by saying the words, modeh ani lefanecha, your yotze tefillah midoraita every day. Right? By the way, not just Mudani, you can also say it in English, you say it in French, you say it in Spanish, right? Doesn't matter. And at any time, two in the afternoon or two in the morning, you fulfilled your biblical obligation. Or Balaila, Torah. However, Magin Avram, even though that's rational, here we go. Nagu rov anashim she'in mitpalin shvanesrei b'tmidut shachar verev. That most women don't daven both night and day. Why? The Fisham wrote, miyad b'boker simuch l'netila is a bakasha min haTorah zebazeh. But since the general practice of women wash their hands at this time in the morning, they say some type of bakasha, which is referring to moda ani, you're yotzei midir from the Doraisa perspective. The evzer shav chachayimim lo chividir. Could be that according to chachayimim, they didn't obligate more than that. However, Aval da taramban sheikar mitzvah tefillah midivrei sofrim. The Ramban who holds that davening is rabbinic. Sheheim anzik nezer dola sheiknu 18 brachot aseder alidit palel otanja charitu mincha chovav ravit reshut. According to Ramban, however, the moment Chachamim instituted tefillah, specifically this tefillah, what's this tefillah called? 18 blessings. These are the times. These are the appropriate words to say. Once the Chachamim created the Nusach HaTefillah and the times that were connected to it, they said Shachri de Mincha are obligatory. Marv is Rashut. Later on, Marv became obligatory. But so therefore, the Ramban is going to tell us that the difference between men and women. Even though it's, yes, yeah, you can't daven after 11, you can't daven at 2 in Shki and say all those things. And even though women are usually exempt from positive commandments that are time bound, even rabbinic ones, that's why we have to come out and say, not those because it's Afani Batones, right, by Megillah and by Hanukkah, right, and by Dalet Kosot. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be exempt, even though the rabbinic is time bound. But Chachamim obligated women to daven Shachri to Mincha, because it's about Bakasha. And that is often the prevailing accepted practice for women. That's why most women, the schools, Da'av Shachri, Da'av Mincha, they give you time, seminaries, right? They all give you women time to daven because they don't say, okay, whoever wants to can. It's encouraged. They have some place to do it more formally, less formally, but women should daven twice a day. This majority, again, so the Mishnah Berurah says this is the accepted practice. It's been accepted practice, women daven twice a day according to the majority of the poskim. And that's what he feels. And Sefer Shargas Aryeh, Alkein Yeshdi, Zerlin Rashin, Pelu, Shmanesrei. V'nachon gamken, Shikablu Olam, Omochut Shemaim. While they're at it, they should accept the yoke of heaven. What's the yoke of heaven?
Shema.
Shema. Dahai nu shermu. Akoparin Shema Yisrael. As I explained in earlier siman, and by the way, once they're at it, go the whole way. V'gam ken yomru berkat emet v'yatziv kedei lismot v'bakul tefila. So we see that women need to daven definitely from yishtabachon.
What?
Right?
Really?
Post yishtabachon. Yeah, sure. Brachot kriyat shema. Kriyat shema. Demida. כמו שכתוב מגן אברהם, וכל זה לעניין שחרית המנחה. אבל תפילת ערבית, שהוא רשות, אף על פי שעכשיו כבר קבלו עליהם כל יסוד, even though we've accepted it as obligatory, כמו הנש and the women did not accept it. לא, קיבלו להם ורובן, and the majority of women do not תבין מרב. What about מוסף? The Tzlach says, they're patur. It's actually quite ironic. And so, I remember hearing this when I was in high school. It's amazing when you remember Divrei Halacha when you're in high school. That's right? Rabbi David, or Shiva, should speak every morning, Divrei Halacha. Some people use it as an opportunity to catch up on sleep. Right? I'm sure I do too, every so often. But I remember one thing that he said was, and again, this is what's, you know, is that women who go to Shul Shabbos morning make it on time for Musaf, which they're exempt from, and Ms. Shachri, which they're obligated from. That's the...
I'm not going to leave early.
What?
I'm not going to leave
right. Early. Imagine if women come at like 9 and then leave at like 10. Or 10:30, that'd be very strange.
So they can daven musaf, they can daven shachri with a keeler.
Right? No, right. No, that's what he said. Then they should go home. Meaning, then you go home and prepare for lunch. Right? There's many ways. Right? Meaning, in many ways, that's more rational. Or okay, so the man goes to Ashkaminyan, then or the woman goes to Ashkaminyan, and the man flip flops.
Can't the woman just show up for musaf and daven shachri with the?
Oh, we discussed that. It could be. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
That's what's clear with what the women are doing.
Clear that they should be doing. Anyways, interesting comment. Okay, to conclude, let's talk. This you should know. We're zochet to have righteous young women in Toronto. I've gotten this question before. What is this question? 45. Isha hanohegat lipel arvit bekvil. Let's say a woman who regularly davens marv, and there are women like that. They say there's many women. Apparently, there's a woman in Yerushalayim, elderly women in Yerushalayim have that minhag. That the unch and the righteous elderly women daven marv. For shachar chalipah, let's say she forgets, but she davens regularly marv. She doesn't need to say it again. Shachar, meaning terchumin. Terchumin. Thank you. But if she wants to, she can. So what's the answer? So if a woman says I miss marv, the answer is so whatever you want to do, you do. Say two shachris and shachrit or not. So women who've accepted it or haven't accepted it, they can always do tashlumin or not do tashlumin. We see for marv. That's the interesting psychological. Anyway, either way you go, you're okay. Obviously, guys, only do lishma. It's definitely not a problem. Which I thought was very interesting. I just noticed this actually this morning about tashlumin for marv. So that's an interesting halacha. Otherwise, if they were to mishachut, they should do tashlumin and mincha. If they miss mincha, they should tashlumin. Okay.
If they miss
mincha, they should daven. They should daven marv twice.
If they're not regular,
so it's very odd to daven. So
you do tashlumin for shachrit.
No, you're not allowed to. You do tashlumin only on the tefillah. It's back to back.
But for them, it's back to back because they don't.
But they're missing. Right. They're still missing marv.
It's not for them.
But it still has to be back to back. They're tashlumin at the following opportunity. So, okay, have a great day.